News, the 17th of November 2022. Sometimes a new report comes out which makes you wonder. The latest one claims we have been cooking food for far longer than suspected. Remember, most scientists think we have only been on this planet for a few hundred thousand years, and before that were other forms of pre-modern humans. This report states scientists now believe cooking of fish took place at least 780,000 years ago. The scientists found the remains of carp which were well done. Before this find, the earliest evidence of cooking took place 170,000 years ago. It wasn't just one fish which is used for evidence but thousands, so the scientist must feel there cannot be an error. As many of us know, there have been many so-called time travelers telling us about our future. It seems to be a great hobby for some of those that use social media, and even though it is being done all the time, it seems there are still those who believe them. Now for something similar but a little different. There is a Russian boy who has claimed not to be human. He said he came here from Mars to help prevent nuclear war. He claims there is intergalactic travel by the Martians, so he decided to come here. He also said it is not the first time he visited us, going back millions of years. Give me a break. Did you ever wonder what came in Italy before the Romans? It was the Etruscans, and one of their temples has been discovered. Archaeologists were amazed. The temple is almost a duplicate of one nearby named the Tempio Grande, and it has been dated as being 2,500 years old. The area is known as Volsi. The next thing the scientists want to do is study the lives of the former residents of the ancient city of Volsi. When the Artemis rocket was finally launched, it still had a fuel leak that was being worked on hours before. This rocket, the most incredibly expensive craft ever used, should have been scrapped for the SpaceX Starship, which is far more powerful, holds up to 100 people, and is far cheaper to build and launch. SpaceX has demonstrated incredible reliability, but old habits at NASA are hard to break, and it seems they would rather spend billions more on Artemis, which is trouble-ridden and breaking the budget, than using the SpaceX Starship. It would be worth the wait, but it was just stated today at the writing of this article another Artemis rocket has been ordered. Archaeologists have discovered the oldest writing in the world. It is Canaanite and was written on an ancient bone comb. Bet you can't wait for me to tell you this important message. Okay, here are the words of wisdom. May this dust root out the lice of the hair and the beard. Seriously? Could there be even older writing we have yet to discover, or could some of the ancient symbols we have found also be some form of ancient words? In wartime, all our satellites are at risk. It is getting easier every day for countries to develop missiles which can knock them out of the sky. No matter how clever we build them, there is always the chance they can be destroyed. This is precisely the reason Space Force is gearing up to be able to launch satellites in only 1 hour's notice. This is especially important for military satellites. A few times lately, strange black rings have appeared in the sky. Some scientists think, or at least tell us, they are smoke rings from chimneys. This is certainly possible, but I have to ask the question, why has this just started to be reported? If it is from chimneys, shouldn't we have been seeing them for many years? It is being reported an astronaut who spent time on the moon named Al Werder said before he died that extraterrestrials are ancient humans and we came to this world from small ships. Werder was part of the Apollo 15 mission. One has to wonder why he would say this. Could information been given to him by extraterrestrials? It was said he gave out this information on a television show named Good Morning Britain. Could it be all the astronauts from the Apollo era knew information that may have been given to them by aliens, but were sworn to secrecy? City, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, is developing new protocols for alien contact. City wants to develop protocols that can be coordinated. As a matter of fact, a team of scientists from Scotland has announced they are bringing together an international team to help them create these protocols. All this is not just for initial contact but even goes as far as what type of treaties we should make. City has developed a post-detection hub to help. Republicans have called on President Biden to shut down a secret Chinese police station in New York City. This was reported in the Daily Caller. It sounds so incredible, it is hard to believe this place exists. The article states in 2020 to the Chinese government established over 100 secret police stations in cities around the world. I have to admit this is the first I am hearing about this. There was a body of a man from the 19th century which was dug up years ago and it was found he was buried in a very unusual manner and that man was finally identified as John Barber who died over 200 years ago and who the residents of Connecticut thought was a vampire. What killed him was tuberculosis. It seems many were dying in that area of the state and the residents began to blame the supernatural. A belief sprang up that the dead would rise again and feed on the living. The villagers would dig up the bodies of the recent dead and do things to them to assure they wouldn't rise and would even go so far to remove the organs. SpaceX was very upset by a recent court ruling. The Federal Communications Commission has refused to give them $900 million in grants for their Starlink program. One of the reasons, besides the loss of funds, was the fact it was reported its competitor Link received its grant. Sometimes when you start a railroad project you begin to find ancient objects and structures. The railroad project in Mexico did more than that, it found the ancient Maya city of Pamuel too. The railroad construction has found so many things, the government is building a new museum to hold all the objects.